Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. How do you motivate other people? I am asked this all the time. Most of you guys know I wrote the book, The Motivation Manifesto, but that was about how do you motivate you? Like, how do you motivate yourself? But I'm always asked by other people, well, I got a team, or I got a teenager, or I got my dud of a husband or wife who aren't excited and positive and optimistic. And Brendan, they're not into personal development. They got no motivation to do their job. They got no motivation to live their best life. How do I change them? So first, let me begin with this. Your job is not to change them. Your job is not to fix everybody else's problems in life. Your job is not to handle everyone else's train wrecks in their lives either. And I just say that with all due respect, because often we get so frustrated with people because we feel like we should be able to change them. But often what I tell people is be careful with that. You know, when I started my career as a writer and a personal development trainer and coach, 16 years ago,
I remember I was so like motivated and driven, and I wanted to help my family and all my friends. I wanted everybody, I wanted to, you know, not fix everybody, but just inspire everybody to be their best. But you can't inspire everybody to be your best. Some people are into personal development. Some people are into motivation. Some people are in achievement, and some people aren't. And what I tell people often, and I'll give you some strategies you can use to actually motivate people, but I also want to give you permission right now to understand that you don't have to fix everybody. And not everybody has to be as ambitious, as driven, as optimistic, as into personal development and professional growth as you are. In other words, it's okay that other people have different ambitions for their life. I think that's critical to understand. I would get so frustrated. I'm like, why don't you want to be a millionaire? Or why don't you want to be happy all the time? And some people, that's just not their mode, man. I just want to give you permission to understand you don't have to change everybody. You know, I would get so frustrated when I got in personal development. I thought, why don't you want to become great? Why don't you want to become a millionaire? Why don't you want to be happy and joyous? Why don't you want to lead and contribute and serve? And some people are like, man, that's not my thing. And I was like, how can that not be their thing? But listen, just as much as you so desperately desire for other people to let you be you, for other people to let you do your own thing and take your journey the way that you want to take it and the way that you need to, you also must allow it out of others. And that is so hard. You know, you're a leader and you've got team and you need them to perform based on how you're compensated. Or you've got a teenager and you need that teenager to turn on or they're going to fail out of school. And I know it's important to put in the work. So I'm going to give you 4 ideas for how to motivate people right here in this video. But right off the bat, I am letting you off the hook too. You are not responsible for other people's energy. You are not responsible for their ambition. You are not responsible for them changing. Let life be their guide. Let life show them what's up. Let them discover their own path just as much as you've discovered your path. But I also know that if you're in my community, and we just call my community HPX, right? The high performance experience. We all want to experience that next level of life that's more vibrant and connected and excellence driven, right? And if you're in this community of HPX, you're like, Brendan, no, let me shape these humans. So let me give you some ideas for that. First rule of thumb in motivating other people. Always know this phrase. I often teach this as the 5 most important words in all of leadership. And that is, people support what they create. People support what they create. What this means is if you want to motivate someone to do something, they must be actively involved in shaping and creating the vision or the idea or the strategy or the planning for the thing. You can't just walk into a team and say, hey, everybody, do this, be motivated. They're like, wait, what is this? What is this new idea? If they're not involved, then they're like often critical. And guess what people do when they're critical? Nothing. Guess what people look like when they're critical? Unmotivated. And what's happening is sometimes they're just full of doubt or uncertainty, or they don't get it because they didn't get to participate. If you want people to be motivated, you must invite them to participate. With no participation, no motivation, right? It's just like when you come to them with an idea, they're kind of like resistant sometimes. They're like, wait, what's this all about, man? But if you ask them a bunch of questions and they come up with the idea, you ever see them turn on? They're like, oh, I got this idea. And they get so excited about it. Yes, when they have the idea, they get motivated for it. So your job is to ask questions. Not to be the person to tell them to be motivator, not trying to be the motivator, but instead ask questions about their passions, their desires, their needs, their hopes, their problems. Connect with them empathetically and with curiosity. So ask them questions. What's real for you? What are you trying to do? What would you like to do? Oh, you like to do that? What would be your next steps? What might be something you can do? Ask more questions, let them generate more ideas. As they generate more ideas, they feel like they're participating and those ideas become theirs. And when someone has an idea that's theirs, they want to protect it and they want to nurture it and they want to make it happen because they got skin in the game. Versus you just saying, be motivated to do this thing, ask them to get involved. Participation. Now, I know you're going to say, but Brennan, they don't want to participate. It's because you haven't cued them correctly. You haven't asked them enough questions that were genuine questions, authentic questions, that were questions for them, not for you. Because there's a difference between asking for participation, asking for engagement, and seeking to manipulate. And that's why most people fail in motivating other people. Their intention is to get this person to this specific outcome, and that's what I consider them to be motivated. No, that's called you're trying to manipulate them to follow your path, your course, and be you. And we've all had people in our lives, you probably had a parent or caregiver, know someone who did, had an overly controlling parent. You don't want to overly control anybody. What you want to do is create greater freedom and belief with them by having them being in an active dialogue about their own goals, their own dreams. And when they're in an active dialogue with you, creating, generating ideas, brainstorming, that's going to create the energy that can later translate into real motivation. I hope that helps. Remember, people support what they create. Once you get that, everything shifts. Number two, if they've shared something or they have a vision or they have a goal, but they seem really unmotivated, often it's because they lack competency for getting there. What does that mean? It means they don't have the map. They don't know what to do. They have the hope, they have the idea, they have an ambition, but they literally don't know what to do on Monday. And when you lack competency, you often lack motivation. In fact, we know from my studies in high performance and in psychology that when you lack competency, you lack confidence. Well, if I don't feel confident towards something, obviously I'm less likely to be motivated to go for it, right? So you have to understand this important nature of competency and confidence. We call it the competence-confidence loop, right? The more someone has competency, and in this word I'm using today, competency, it means a collection of knowledge, skills, abilities, and talents that allows you to have the know-how to do something. Well, if you don't have the know-how to do something, you won't try. And if you don't try, you don't get the hit of confidence. But if you have the competency, the knowledge, skill, ability, and empowerment to do something, guess what happens? Oh, I take the step. Oh, I got some reward. I got some progress. I got some momentum here. I feel more confident. I'm more motivated to try again. So your job, if you really want to lead people or motivate people, is to ask them whether or not they have what they need to be able to do it. Do you know what you need to do? Should we brainstorm a plan? Do you need to get a skill? Do you need to get a mentor? Do you need to read some books on that? Do you need to take some courses on that? Because if they lack the know-how, why would you expect them to know to do? Follow? So it's important to empower people with competency. I'm always thinking about that. If I know what somebody wants, I'm like, what do you need for that? New tool, new training, new video, new insight, what? Your job is not to just motivate them with rah-rah words, but real empowerment. Give them the tools, the education, and the resources or access to those things. And once they have that, if you are a leader in like an organization, then think about this. You also have to empower them with what is essentially decision-making authority and trust. Meaning, if they kind of know how, you need to step back, mom, dad, leader of an organization, step back and let them mess it up and try. One reason people get demotivated is because as they're starting and they're in that hot mess mode of not knowing how it's going, the person trying to motivate them is judging them. Because guess what judgment does? It shuts people down. So you've got to let people experiment, try, be a hot mess, not get ahead. And as they're trying, you're celebrating the effort, not just awaiting the outcome. People need to be cheered on even when they're failing. People need to be cheered on even when they're stuck. And if you aren't actively providing them the tools, resources, education, decision-making authority, trust, or cheering on, well, no wonder they're not motivated. they feel disempowered. And when someone is disempowered, they're never going to have the goals, the dreams, and the drive that you want them to have or that they're even capable of. It's so important. And if you can't give it to them, cue it to them. Ask them, what books could you read? Ask them, what courses could you take? Send them videos, send them podcasts. If you're in my world, if you're in our HPX community, you guys know I am always giving resources on my podcast, always giving resources on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram Lives. It's always like train, train, train. Take what was useful for you, leave what's not, but here's everything I got to help you with this. Like if people say, Brendan, you're motivating, it's because I'm always giving them resources and tools. I'm hopefully motivating them by empowering them. That's my goal versus just being the rah-rah guy who swears or cusses to get a little edge on you. Instead, I'm like, no, let's give you the real tools. And by doing that, I think it's made my career and this community in HPX very different. Third big idea for them, you've got to make sure that they've got some kind of like clear goals and rewards. And this is the hardest thing for people. It's like, you know, if someone's lacking motivation, you can't just go up to them and say, you should have goals. They're gonna be like, shut up, I'm watching Netflix right now. You know, it's like, it's hard. You've gotta learn to pull that from them and learn to empower that. So it's like, if they don't have goals, you'd be like, well, if you had what you wanted in life and you were who you wanted to be, what would that look like? And then you got to kind of help step them backwards through it. Like, okay, I'd love to live in this town with this kind of house, with this type of person and this type of thing. Okay, let's work backwards. What would you have to do to earn that? What would you have to do to become that? Like, what's some goals you could set? Like, if you could start marching towards that, what's something you could do in the next 30 days to begin? And this is important. Don't think you're going to motivate people with super long-term goals. You know who are driven by really long-term goals or higher-level goals, like often what we'll call mission or purpose? People who are already achievement-driven. But people who are stuck and people who are unmotivated, man, they just need to make that first step or that first two. Start with a monthly goal. Stop thinking like, let's change your life. Let's talk about 5 years. What's your 5-year vision? They're like, 5 years? 5 years? I don't know what I'm eating tonight, dude. They're overwhelmed. Overwhelm often leads to demotivated people. And often they're demotivated because they're trying to take on too much and they're not getting and celebrating or being compensated for the small steps, for the initial steps. And that's what's important for you to realize. You want to motivate people, help them recognize, realize, discover those small steps and set some rewards. Oh, okay, you're gonna do that this month? Okay, let's pretend it's the 30th of the month and you actually did it. How would you celebrate? Well, I'd take my girlfriend out for a big dinner. Cool. Oh, you know, I'd take a day off. Okay, cool. Oh, you know, I'd go to that favorite place I like to go. Cool. Like, cheer that on. And then when you see them, listen, when you see them, you're not trying to just tell them to go do something. Instead, you say, so, are you going to get to go on that date with your girlfriend? Are you going to get to go to that favorite place? When you egg them on, you're actually encouraging them to achieve the thing they told you they wanted, not just asking them, work harder. Instead, have them see that short-term celebration, that short-term win. And in your dialogue with them, start talking about the win more than you're talking about the work. Because you're often telling them, work, 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 be motivated. And instead, they want to talk about getting the thing, and that will motivate them. And that's not true for everybody. But for a demotivated person, they're more likely to be excited to talk about what they want than talking about the grind. I hope that makes sense. Last big idea. Remember, you're the role model. They need to see mom, dad, you leading and living with real motivation, with drive. And how do you do that? It's not about just seeing you work hard. What they need, if you want them to become more motivated, they need to be in dialogue about motivational things. So your job is to share more often and more consistently with this person you're trying to motivate your whys and your distinctions along the way. What I mean by that is you've got to share in a continual conversation, hey, you know, I'm working towards this, and I just learned that if I did it this way, it would get this outcome. And I thought, why didn't I know that before? So now I'm more excited to do it. You got to share that a lot, like very consistently. You must share your journey and your lessons on that journey more with them if you want them to be motivated. But often, you're embarrassed to do that because you don't want to feel like you're bragging. Or you're worried about sharing those things because you think it will disempower them. They see you having so much and succeeding and moving ahead, and you don't want to bring it up to them because you think, oh, well, you know, they'll feel awkward or weird or insufficient around me. First, let go of your ego about that. That's nonsense. Like, it's a beautiful thing that you get to share your journey with another person. If they ever say, I don't want you to share your journey and your feelings and your lessons learned in life with me ever again, then be like, okay, cool. But until they say that, you share it. And I want you to hear this, because I know a lot of you have this assumption in your mind that you can't share your successes with other people. Because the way you were raised, you thought, well, that's bragging. No, that is empowering the next generation. Like, why is it we have so many generation of young people struggling to be motivated right now? Because the people who already succeeded don't share. They don't mentor. They don't role model. They don't coach. They don't help. So they're left alone trying to figure it out on their own. We have entire generations that never passed on their great standards, their great learnings, their great drives, their great purposes. So we have a whole new generation reinventing the wheel. Reinventing the wheel is demotivating because we all want to start at speed. And the way to start at speed is having people around us share it. I am only here doing this for you because other people would, I would go to a conference and other people would stand on stage and go, I started just like you, but here's what I learned, here's what I did. And I'd get motivated saying, oh, they did it too. You need to be that role model for other people. And I really think that's important that you are always sharing your journey. Stop hiding your journey. Stop hiding your love for personal development. Stop hiding your motivations. Stop hiding all those distinctions that you can pass on to somebody. And I want you to share it until they say stop. And that's my rule in life. And I'll tell you what's funny. I would say 50 people in my life, I've thought they don't want to hear about my journey and my successes and my struggles and what keeps me going and what I'm learning. And I used to say that to a lot of friends. I thought, they don't want to hear this. And then you know what? Years would go by and they go, Brendan, I don't feel like I know you anymore. You never share what's going on. And I thought, oh, maybe if I shared what was going on, they'd have a different spark in their life. Your sharing can be their spark, my friend. All right. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you did, would you do me a favor? Share it. Share it with some friends who are gonna have a tough time. Share it with your team. Share it with those that you lead and that you love and that you serve, because I think a lot of people, first, they need to be let off the hook. It's not your responsibility to change everybody. But I also think that these four ideas might generate some ideas and maybe some new belief and new commitment to serve the people around them as well. So please share this hashtag HPX Life. Again, HPX stands for the High Performance Experience. I'd love for you to help build this community of people worldwide who really want to go to the next level, who want not just success there, but all of the well-being and the depth and the vibrancy, and yes, the motivation that comes along the way. My friend, today you can go out and choose to inspire other people or ignore them. I say go inspire them, but do it with empathy, do it with participation, and do it with a belief that you sharing your journey can be just as motivating to those around you as you ever wanted them to be motivated just by luck.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please
go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.